Thanks for joining us on the audio version of JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. We're also available on YouTube and Rumble for full HD goodness. JBBibleandBourbon.com/social is going to have all of our social media links, all the ways that you can watch, like, comment, subscribe, listen, and also support us on Patreon. We have multiple Patreon tiers. At the Apostle and Disciple tier, you get monthly time with JB and I and end of your swag. At our Apostle tier, you get to come on a show or nominate someone else, whatever you're comfortable with. On today's episode, JB and I kick off 2024 with the top three, bottom three feature pour ranking, a look back at 2023, and a look ahead to 2024. Now sit back, settle in, let's go. Cue the intro.
Everybody, and welcome back to JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. Yeah. Here on this podcast, we talk about things that we're passionate about. We're passionate about Jesus, the Holy Scriptures. We're also passionate about good whiskey. So what we do is we talk about the Bible, we talk about Jesus, and we have a couple of drinks along the way. I'm JB. I'm a pastor at a Reformed church in Ohio. And with me is the vivacious Fancy Rob.
I mean, let's be honest, I'm often described that way. So I am the aforementioned vivacious Fancy Rob. Yeah, we're super excited you're here. This is our second New Year's episode, our second official New Year's episode. Technically, we kind of started before the new year on the first season, but you know, whatever. We don't know what we clearly, if you look back at early episodes, we have no idea what's happening. At any point in time.
I still don't.
Exactly.
To be honest.
So I am the glue that holds us all together as Fancy Rob. You can find out more about us at jbbibleandbourbon.com/social. That's going to have all of our social media links, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all of the ways you can like, comment, subscribe, follow, all of our podcatchers, YouTube and Rumble to watch the video of the bearded glory that is before you today. It also has how you can come alongside of us and support us on Patreon, Apostle Disciple tier. You get to come alongside JB and I. We meet with you about once a month, twice a month, depending on your tier. Some fun things coming next year. You also get to come on an episode and host it with JB and I, depending on your location. You know, JB has been known to travel. JB Roadshow is what
Or if you want to pay for my travel and accommodations.
He doesn't care how far you are, as long as you'll cover it.
Cover it. Give me a per diem for food.
If you've been along on this journey, you know that we both have very inexpensive food tastes. So, jbbibleandbourbon.com/social. I went on a little bit with that.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Tangent.
But do you remember all my herbs?
Your herbs?
From my season's greetings joke?
How can I forget?
Yeah, they left me today.
Mm.
I was so sad.
Yeah.
They left me to celebrate New Year's.
Okay.
They went to Times Square.
Sometimes it hurts so bad.
You went to Times Square.
So let's, much like ringing in the New Year, let's put something in our glass. So what are you going with,
Jimmy? Well, I'm going to go. I don't have a plan. Really, except for the one that we talked about. So I just grabbed stuff I wanted to drink. I went with Whiskey War Double Oaked.
Okay. Nice choice. I am going with also stuff that I want to drink. I do have a bit of a plan. I have the Woodford Reserve Double Oaked.
We both went Double Oaked.
Yeah, Twinsies. The Total Wine Florida and More.
Nice.
Nice cork pop.
So we are at New Year's, right? We're releasing this after New Year's, but we're in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Are you much of a New Year's resolution guy, Rob?
Definitely don't go listen to last year's episode.
Yeah. There was some controversy I heard about LeBron James's New Year's resolutions. Like his teammates are mad.
Okay. How so?
Well, his New Year's resolution is to travel more.
I mean, couldn't do worse. I knew it was a joke set up because it was a sports ball conversation.
Right.
I knew something was coming.
Some people take New Year's resolutions way too literally.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dr. Frankenstein, his New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. His New Year's resolution was to make more friends.
Yeah. So I think looking back, we've got a lot of dad jokes that have been told over the years. Yeah.
Hey, before we get into kind of looking at kind of a year end wrap up and looking forward to the new year, Rob, would you pray for us?
Absolutely. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you again just for being able to come together to have great conversations over whiskey, to talk about your son, to talk about the redemptive story of Christ and what he does in our lives, Father, to reach people who may not otherwise hear it, to equip and empower people to go out into the community, to have bourbon groups and have conversations with people, to have relationships and really just make friends and love people, Father. We give this over to you and we thank you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we're going to kind of look at how things have been going. Mm-hmm. So first, we did this last year. I thought it was a wonderful, way to wrap up the year. So looking back, what have we learned? What would we change or do better? And what are some highlights from the past year, from 2023?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the highlights for me are always, our guests that we have on, spending some time with our Patreons, sharing some great pours with our Patreons, whether we're bringing it to them or they're bringing it to us. Obviously, Bob and Grease brought some fantastic pours this year, had more time with, just with all of our Patreons, some new folks, some new faces, some not old faces. Sorry, Clint. I know we talked about a nursing home, but I know we're all moving into a nursing home, but that wasn't a JB made me do it. That was him. That was all him. You can tell. Mm-hmm. So, but that's always the highlight for me, getting to do a few more of the diving in episodes with Pursuit Spirits, with Legends Distillery, really getting to try some more unique pours, meet some more people. I think that was my highlight. Obviously, we learned things along the way from a technology perspective and doing this show perspective, right? Yeah. How about you, Jimmy?
Well, you hit some of the highlights. One of the things I really like doing this year twice, well, I don't know when you're releasing the second one, was the whiskey games that we did with Craig. That was really fun. The guest speakers, it's fun, always fun having Bob on, anybody that we've had on this year, we've had a great time. Yeah. Us and Clint talking about being old men and,
running the nursing home.
I got to hang out in the nook with the Grease and record on legit equipment instead of the janky hoopty that I have set up in my house and like a real whiskey collection background. What would I change or do better? Well, I wouldn't wreck my motorcycle again.
That is,
looking back, this year has been a lot of what I call hanging on and just trying to get the content out and have it be quality. I look back to the first couple episodes right after the accident where I was still like scooting up and down the stairs. I couldn't walk up and down the stairs and I was drinking
dry JB sessions.
Dry JB. I didn't have any alcohol during that time because I was on pain medications. But like I said, a lot of it has been hanging on. So what do I hope to do better next year? I hope to be able to do more of what we were hoping to do in 2023. But the highlights have been the relationship. We've made some new relationships this year. Jason Miller from Pursuit Spirits, Joe Carter from Maumee Valley Whiskey Society. We've met some new people, got in contact with Legends Distillery. That was really fun going back and forth with them a little bit. So
and I think kind of to jump onto that, JB, right? So it's like each year we do this, we meet, obviously we came into this with some really good whiskey relationships, but then the first year, we met some more new people. We connected with, Men at the Movies and have done a few episodes with them, over Christmas time, over holiday times. Really enjoyed that, that relationship, right? That was really, really started in year one and obviously continuing, like you said, with the Maumee Valley Whiskey Society and starting to see people joining Patreon and Facebook groups and our social media pages and groups that are people we didn't know before, I think is really a cool thing that we're seeing more and more of. And really to transition a little bit into your looking ahead, most podcasts are done. Don't make it 3 years. So we're heading into that. That's really exciting. JB's 3-year podcast itch. I don't know if that's a thing, but earlier in the year, it was just his foot itched through all the wrapping and everything. So getting up to that milestone and working through that, knowing how many really cool things we have coming up this year, I think is incredibly exciting for me at least.
Well, yeah. And also, I joke, but Mikey Conrad, he was supporting us for a little while. He stopped because of financial reasons. He's a mm-hmm. self-supported ministry person.
Yeah.
And then he started back up and he's like, dude, I canceled Dash Pass.
Yeah.
So that I could continue to support you guys. And I'm like, man, I've never had anybody cancel food because of me. So that was really cool.
But, I literally don't even stop chewing. So
yeah, I know, right? It's constant food. Yeah, I think through the difficulties, 2023 was a great year for the podcast.
Yeah.
We made some good relationships. We've gotten some new supporters. We've mm-hmm. built some traction. We're kind of getting into our niche and, we're seeing more and more downloads. So yeah. I think despite opposition, the mm-hmm. Lord has been good to us through this process. Yeah. So looking forward, what are we going to do to further what we're doing with the podcast? What are we looking forward to doing in 2024?
Yeah, and JB just needs to be careful here because anything that he says, we have to figure out how to do. So I'm just going to let this ride and see how it goes. but one of those things, right, obviously, is we started doing more with, short-form vertical videos, whether it be, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, growing more consistent with those. I think going into this year, right, we've really been learning and tinkering with that, but have seen some really good results mm-hmm. from that. I wish they had a consistent video length limit because that's incredibly annoying. Getting a little more consistent with what we're doing with that, I think is going to be really beneficial. But I think we're pulling out some good content to hopefully whet people's appetite. To bring them to, to the YouTube channel, to subscribe to the podcast and get more of our Jesus conversations mm-hmm. over good whiskey that we intend.
Yeah. And I think with some of that content, it's going to be easier for us to kind of advertise what we're doing on those platforms. I'm looking forward to, we've talked about doing some in-person events. Mm-hmm. We haven't finalized what that looks like this year. We've thrown out some thoughts. We've talked about doing an in-person event at a local distillery with a dinner and tour and everything. We've talked about possibly a weekend event. Maybe not. We don't know yet. But also doing some more content with our Patreon members, some more exclusive content. We are going to be looking at doing whiskey games with our Patreon members. Yeah. Our Patreon members get to be the ones participating in the game. Rob and I will, be the host of the game. And mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a good time. What else are we planning on doing, Rob?
I don't know. This is the part of the show that terrifies me.
I know, right? But
I think we're going to open up a theme park. What I'm thinking. Maybe a Broadway show.
you can have one called JB's Broken Leg. So it could be like, mm-hmm. It could sit like this and all of a sudden it goes,
exactly. And then the Broadway show is just somebody, bouncing themselves downstairs with a tune behind it that they can sing. I think it'll be fantastic.
I've also would like to, we're looking at partnering, hopefully doing some stuff with Maumee Valley Whiskey mm-hmm. Society. There's a lot of cool things happening there, a lot of charitable events, barrel picks, things like that. Continued working close together with Men at the Movies. We've been on their show a couple times. We're looking at having them on our show this year, which would be fantastic. We always have a great time mm-hmm. recording with them. So continuing that relationship is obviously something that we are going to do going into 2020.
Yeah, but definitely, all in all, excited for whatever 2024 has for us. Right. There's a lot of things that we're researching and looking into. So we'll see what really materializes.
I will say as long as 2023 does not hit me, or 2024 doesn't hit me like 2023, I'll be happy. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
That thing is the entire world has been saying that since 2020. I know. So.
It's, yeah. All right. I think you've got an important question.
Bring it down. I do have an important question. My important question is, what is in your glass, my friend?
Well, port number 2 is always in the kitty cat glass.
Meow.
And I decided to go with stag. Or stag.
Twinsies.
Oh, yay!
All right.
Okay, so we're going to twinsy the...
this is definitely unprompted.
Last two pours. Wow. I know.
And JB now can freely pour his stag because he recently won one.
Well, I didn't win. Lottery. I just waited in line.
That's right. That's right. That wasn't the lottery.
They JB did
showed
a,
up. He put in the work,
is what we're OHLQ saying. OHLQ did a last minute, season... drop on a random Thursday. Emails went out at like 3 o'clock. I found out around 3:15. I was at the store by 3:30. I was number 20 in line.
One in our hearts.
And so I could have had, I picked a stag. There was Weller Full Proof. There was Weller 12, but I picked stag. The big ones obviously went quick. There was Old Fitz Bottled and Bond, 10 year. There was the Parker's Heritage Rye. Those were the two that were at my store. Those went, I think they had three pretty of each quick. And those went with the first six people. So,
but that was a nice little extra holiday bonus from OHLQ to give that extra drop, which is a nice unexpected drop, right?
And the worst thing that you walked out with was a Weller 12, like, because that was what they had the most of. Like, most locations got 50 to 90 bottles of Weller 12.
And it's like when you were texting me that day, and I'm like, man, the worst thing that's going to happen to him is he walks out of the store with a Weller 12. That's a good day.
And I got a stag, so I was pretty happy.
It's an even better day.
So now, as we look back at 2023, we've had some amazing pours.
We have had some.
Now, and not to spoil anything, we're going to have even more epic pours. In 2024.
We are.
As we look back at our feature pours, I'm not talking about any one-off episodes like the Diving Ins, or any that we are just drinking along the way, but our feature pour at the end of the episode, I want you, what were your bottom three?
So it's really hard. This was a...
Hard decision.
I'll say next year, we're normally you say softballs to hit something out of the park. I need a grounder that bounces out of the dirt, hits me square in the face, so that I can come on here and say that sucked. That's what I'm looking for. We did not have that this year.
We
didn't have anything that sucked. So
horribly.
Understand
no drain pours.
No. And when I'm coming and saying these are my bottom three, these are the bottom three from how they lived up to value, to hype, to previous iterations, if that's the case, right? Of other things that this distillery puts out, because we're going to say things in this bottom three that are generally sought after, wait in line, beg, borrow. We don't condone stealing to get things from these distilleries, if nothing else, right? To get something in this line in a lot of respects for a lot of people. So, I know we share one in common because there was really only one that we both just instinctively knew was going to be in the bottom. So I'll start with that one. And it's actually directly over JB's head at this particular time. So this is one JB picked up in Kentucky. I believe you picked that up at Whiskey Weekend Batch 3, correct? When we were out shopping.
Correct.
Kentucky Owl Confiscated. The Kentucky Owl line, previous batches, the dry state, the rise, all of that stuff. The Dixon era of Kentucky Owl is fantastic, stellar pours, worth the price point. The Confiscated to me just wasn't
it didn't live up to the price point.
No, it didn't live up to the name.
Had I bought that bourbon as a different label at like $50, I might have been okay with it.
Right.
It's low proof.
Yeah.
It's very high price. It's over $100.
Yeah. You wouldn't have been angry, but you wouldn't have restocked it. Put that in against what we have in our glass right now, which is a $60 pour that is high proof deliciousness. From another big name distillery, right? The Kentucky Owl Confiscated was not a bad pour. It's just when you know, if I were to blind it and I know nothing about it, I would have said, hey, for 40 bucks, 40, 50 bucks, I'll be happy with this.
Yeah, it's okay. But not at over 100. I just bought that stag for $60, out the door. And
it's so much better.
Much better. So, yeah, that's the one we definitely share in the bottom three. We probably share two. I'm going to go to this other one since you got to do Kentucky Owl.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with Booker's Apprentice Batch. And that's not to say I don't like it. That's not to say it's not good. It's just compared to other iterations of Booker's, it doesn't measure up.
Right.
That was my second.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Bottom three.
And I agree. And the same thing I said in the episode. For the level of effort we did and getting it at retail, I'm happy with it. I'm going to drink it.
It's good.
I'm going to enjoy every single glass of it. I walked in, JB hobbled, wheelied in.
I think I scooted in.
Scooted in.
Yeah, I was on a scooter still, I think.
You know, we walked right up to the counter, said, you know, give me that wooden box. Let's go.
And
for that, fine. And understanding that, you know, and we'll put this out, right? What our overall lineup is. Go check us out on YouTube, Rumble, Podcatchers, and see. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just had some epically fantastic
pours. Yeah, we had some great, great pours this year.
There's some things on here that are some of my favorite pours that I'm really angry I can't put in my top three.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
All right, so I think we're going to differ on this one.
I think so, too.
Do you want me to take my third?
Go for it.
Okay, so if we get the same on this, I'm going to be surprised. But Henry McKenna Bottled and Bond.
Okay,
interesting. I really like it. I'll buy it again.
Oh, I'll buy it every time I see it at retail.
It's just because the way all of this lined up. I mean, our pours were just fantastic, and that is
it's a good basic. It's a bourbon.
Really good pour that I'm going to want to stock, just like you. I'm going to want to have it on my bar. I mean, the only thing I'm not going to rebuy again, obviously Booker's is a single batch, so I can't rebuy it again.
Well, you could, but
I could, but in theory. Well, yeah, retail, that I'm not buying retail again. I wouldn't touch the Kentucky Owl Confiscated. Every other pour we had this year, I would buy all over again at retail.
All right, what was yours? Do you want it? You're gonna laugh.
Okay.
It's Henry McKenna Bottled and Bond.
Seriously?
Yes, we have the exact same bottom three. But it's like you said, it's a great, fantastic bourbon. But when you line it up to some of the other stuff that we have tried this year.
Yeah. Well, and I tried to put it in context of we had Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond, which is a fantastic pour. And I think the downside, it's not a downside. Henry McKenna is a single barrel all the time. So you never know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. So you could have one that was the most fantastic pour of your life, and you can have one that I'm sure there's not a drain pour in it, but there's one that you just don't like. We both like ours, but just JB and I were talking on the phone a little bit earlier. We weren't really sharing, other than Kentucky Owl, just because we both knew we weren't really sharing what we were doing here, even though we're exactly the same.
Yeah, it's funny.
And I was like, you know, not to be overly dramatic, because I actually think I'm understating it. This was Sophie's choice of bourbon to pick the bottom three. I couldn't decide. It was, I sat in a corner and cried, and I drank all of my top three, and it made me feel better. So,
I hate to say it, the easiest one to throw on that list was Kentucky Owl Confiscated. All right. Yeah. So that's our bottom three. Mm-hmm. And again, for the most part, those are all good whiskeys. I hate the price of the Kentucky Owl. But, anyways, so now let's look at our top three.
Yeah.
So I'll start with what is in my glass now. It's that Stag Junior pick.
Yeah, and that I agree.
It's a flavor bomb. It's intense caramel brown sugar. It's cinnamon, high proof, but drinks easy. It's and I think at what our lovely donor, I think that person bought it for less than Ohio retail. Yeah. So at that price point, this Stag is just an amazing, amazing bourbon.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I completely agree. It's my number two pick, but it's definitely in my top three.
I didn't release mine in order.
You're fine. I'm super curious if we're going to, we're not going to end up the same because I cheated horribly because I'm weak.
I think I know what you did, but I didn't cheat. So
you think you know what I did there? So, my other pick is this Woodford, this Total Wine and More. And a lot of this is one was a gift, which is great, right? A gift from a neighbor, which is always fantastic. It's also, Woodford is one of those names I kind of stayed away from as I was getting into it because it's like, okay, whatever.
Well, that's the mainstream bourbon.
And, you know, I'm
too cool for that. I'm
hipster. Always too cool for that.
Bourbon hipsters, man.
Bourbon hipsters. I only drink Woodford Reserve when I'm flying. Thank you, United. Yeah, it's a great pick. I've had a decent amount of Woodford Double Oak, and it's really the best one, and it wasn't super close. It's a great pick. Really fantastic flavor profile. Delicious pour. I'm happy with it every time I pour it. So that was that was my actually my number three.
That's your number three. My number three was Stag. So I'll go to my number two.
Okay.
It's the Oak and Thieves 13th Colony pick. Yeah, so I went with that as my second.
Okay.
good flavor bomb.
Oh, it was.
I mean, just
the age on that. The story behind it is spectacular. Go watch the episode. Obviously, Bob is a great storyteller.
Bob's always a good guest,
and it's just great. It's a great whiskey story, and it's exactly. Yep. I think it encompasses, encapsulates. I don't know whatever word. One of the things that we love about bourbon, which is just bourbon people getting together. Mm-hmm. Sharing stories, sharing a good time, sharing things that they're proud of, right? Because this was, hey, this isn't for sale. You're not getting this. Don't even think about it. Hey, I'd love you to try this. Do you want to buy it? Right? I mean, that was kind of the 30-second yep. progression of that. And it's a fantastic pick. So are we ready for my cheating, JB?
Yep.
Okay, so you're at Olive Garden.
Rarely.
So I know. But okay, so when they first started mandating calorie counts on menus, mm-hmm. I was really poor. Really poor. So if any time I got to go to a restaurant, when they showed those calorie counts, I'm like, all right, I need the highest caloric intake that I can possibly get for the best price, because I just mm-hmm. need to sustain, right?
Yeah.
And what would do that at Olive Garden? Obviously the breadsticks and you know, well, okay, I guess salad doesn't help, but you know, breadsticks, no. Let's say soup. Breadsticks and soup. And then the tour of Italy. Well, I'm going with a tour of Georgia, my friend. Yeah, I am lumping in all of the 13th colony and the ASW because they were all fantastic and I just can't pick, and I'm not doing it. So those are my.
I knew you. Once you said you were cheating, I knew that's what.
That's
you were
my
doing.
Collective number one pick.
Okay,
you know that rye I've already spoken about. The double oak was an absolute explosion of flavor. And then you have what I had is my Christmas, you know, mm-hmm. post meal pour. That chocolate rye mm-hmm. malty deliciousness finished in Portcast, the Resurgence Rye, and from ASW, and that Red X, just a super unique malty, delicious, fruity, flowery, and they're all so unique mm-hmm. and they're all so special, and they all have such incredible flavor, and then they have their place in time, because you
mm-hmm.
you can't go with them all the time, because they're just incredibly unique flavor bombs. All of those four to me. So I went on a tour of Georgia.
Yep.
So I'm a cheater.
Once you said you were cheating, I knew you were lumping all of those together.
You knew all of them?
I stuck to the rules. Mm-hmm. Oh, I knew you would, because you like the ASW. And
I do like the ASW.
I stuck to what we should have done. And
no, I stuck to what we should have done.
Number three was Stag. Number two was the Oak and Thieves 13th Colony pick. Mm-hmm. Number one was the 13th Colony double oaked.
So yeah.
That Grease shared with us. Mm-hmm. The flavor, like the color on it, the flavor, mm-hmm. The finish.
That color was ridiculous.
Just a fantastic pour.
So good.
Top three, bottom three. That was.
And I'm a big fat cheater. But yeah. I mean, I think that Grease and Bob would agree with me that lumping those together is appropriate, because they all need to be number one. And that's just what I'm going to do.
So you are in the everybody gets a trophy generation.
No, I'm in the everyone who is ridiculously, fantastically phenomenal gets a trophy. So yeah, just to recap, and then I'll let JB recap his, right? My tour of Georgia, 13th Colony Double Oak, 13th Colony Rye, ASW Resurgence Port finished, and the Red X. And then two for me was going to be the Stag. Three is the Woodford Reserve Total Wine Florida pick. I did have an honorable mention. Did you?
Okay.
And I think we're probably going to have the same honorable mention. Reconic Honey Cask is my honorable mention.
Yeah, it was really hard for me not to put that in my top three.
It's such a great pour. It's such a great
because
pour.
Honestly, it's one I go back to all the time. Yeah. It's one I will always pick up.
And I think, to me, the only reason it didn't beat out, because again, I threw four of the best ones into one. The only reason it didn't beat out the Woodford Reserve is because that's such a unique pick. And I think it's, I don't want to say so much better in saying that a Woodford Double Oaked is not good, because it's fantastic normally. But this one was just so good. The scarcity of not being able to get that pick again is what put it over the top of the Reconic Honey Cask for me.
My top three, my number one is just one bourbon at 13th Colony Double Oak. Number two was the Oak and Thieves 13th Colony mm-hmm. Rye pick. And number three was the Stag Junior pick.
Yeah, so that's our top three, bottom three. If you're rigid and you have to stick to rules, JB did it. If you're smart and you like good bourbon and you're like me and you really want to show your love for the great state of Georgia, then you do the tour of Georgia and you make all things right with the world like I did. So with that, y'all, we'll be right back with our feature pour. And for the first time in 2024, we are back. Welcome back, everyone. You stayed through the cork pops. You didn't storm off because I cheated pretty terribly.
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
In the top three. I'm happy about what I did. I'll do it again. So we are back with our feature pour. It's one that we've had on this show before, sometime similar to pretty much a year ago. And we thought this would be a fun thing to revisit. So JB, if you want to hold up what your glorious vessel. All right. So that's in that for you. For me, it is in a repurposed Weller bottle with our wonderful sticker. And this is Season 1 Infinity Pour. So those of you who have been along with us for the whole ride, you know what this was all about. We had it last year. We sent some to our Patreons. We you know, shared this with folks. This was an ounce pour of everything but one from the first year. Easter egg, go find it. So this is all but one from our first year. So this has a lot of great pours in it. Eagle Rare, E.H. Taylor. It's got some Blanton's. It's got non-Buffalo Trace products. I don't know why those are the only ones I thought of. But it's... Did you hear that?
That was a good cork pop.
That was fantastic. That was like, I haven't opened this since last January. Yeah, so this came in a little over 107 proof, I think. I think it was 107.
Yep.
107, 109, somewhere in there. I didn't go back and do my research. So, but I'm going to go ahead and dump this out. I'm curious to see how this comes out. Oh, the nose on this is still nice.
A lot of spice on the nose still. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't remember.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, we haven't had it in a year.
But I remember
liking it.
I get sweet apple. I get cinnamon spice. I get clove. I get leather.
There's still some of that, like you said, that vanilla, that some apple, the oak.
Mm. Yeah.
The leather's coming through, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's a year's worth of oxidation or...
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to go back and as I'm editing this right and watch what we thought of it the first time. Full disclosure, I probably should have done that today. I just didn't because there was a day. Yeah. But, you know, here we are. I mean, we're not professionals. Yeah. So we're
never claim to be, never will.
Guys who drink bourbon and
love Jesus.
Talk about ridiculous things and love Jesus. Absolutely.
Very spicy on the palate. Mm-hmm. That spice really continues.
It is. It's spicier than I remember.
There's more spice than I remember. To me, it's like, the whole experience is cinnamon apples, mm-hmm. like a spiced cooked apple.
Yeah. And but still, then there's the I'm leathery still notes. Shocked that it came together this well.
No, it's actually good. It's, it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be because we did not plan.
It should not be good. And actually.
Actually, it's pretty daggum good.
Let me look at, I have the list.
Yeah. It's got some Granddad in there. Some Weller 107.
Oh my gosh.
Evan Williams bottle.
Oh my gosh.
Knob Creek Rye.
1792. We got Weller Special Reserve. We got Conviction. We got Three Rivers Franklin Rye. We got Wild Turkey 101. Maker's Cask Strength. Mm-hmm. Whiskey Wort Barrel Proof. Benchmark Full Proof.
Yeah.
Bullet Rye.
None of these should come together.
Ancient Age. Chattanooga. Yeah. J. Henry. Russell's Reserve.
Yeah.
Rebel 100, man. Elijah Craig's Single Barrel.
We're all over the place.
Midnight Cask. That should not.
No, we are everywhere. The only thing we left off the Good Times Honey finished.
Yeah, we did. We got Evan Williams Bottle and Bond, Knob Creek Rye. I mean, we have a fair amount of ryes in there, so I shouldn't be surprised.
I get that the spiciness. Yeah.
Some spiciness in there. And I'm glad we didn't mix in eggnog.
Yeah.
From the Blanton's episode, and eggnog. Yeah.
I did get a half gallon of eggnog this Christmas and down in like a day.
Yeah.
I didn't mix it. I did some Benchmark Full Proof with it, and that was fantastic.
That's some spicy strong eggnog.
Stinking eggnog. Yeah. But this is, I still come back to, for what we did, I just smelled an empty glass. For what we did haphazardly put together,
there was no thought involved. No, the only thought was, let's take all of our feature pours and put an ounce into a bottle.
Mix them together. Let's shake it up. We'll see what happens.
It's like you're a kid. Yeah. You're like, you know, in the first grade, and you're at lunch, and the one kid you throw everything onto the tray and you just sit there and mix it up with ketchup and mustard and pepper and salt and just
eat it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or when I was a kid, it's like, hey, I made a potion. I mixed a whole bunch of crap together, yeah, and I'm going to drink it now and see if I turn into a frog. I did not turn into a frog. Spoiler alert. But yeah, you know, I shared this. Obviously, we shared this with our Patreons. I shared this with some other people, and it's a good pour.
It worked.
I'm confused by it,
to be honest.
I don't even know if I took all those bourbons that we had and mixed it again, if it would come out again like this.
Yeah. And also it was done in increments, you know, like.
It was. So it.
Yeah.
You know, throughout the year, so they had time to mellow together and uniquely that we'll never recapture because I'm not spending a year doing that. You know, it's got a nice color to it. It's the nose is great. The palate is good.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like you said, spicy. I got to figure out this the finish here. And really, considering we both came off a stag, I'm still getting good flavor out of this. So it stands up well.
It's creamy on the finish.
It really
There's a creamy mouthfeel to this.
And it has.
I don't understand any of it.
I don't either. Has a good Kentucky hug. Again, proof's around 107.
I don't understand you.
Why are you the way that you are? That leather, a little bit of tobacco on the finish.
Yeah.
Definitely those baking spices. I'm still baffled.
Apple? Why is there apple in there, man?
I don't know. I haven't eaten corn in 3 days. I don't know why it's there. It doesn't make any sense. We're not going to catch lightning in a bottle again, which is why we're not doing it this year. Although this year would have been crazy.
I don't think I could have brought myself.
I couldn't have brought myself to
do that.
No.
We wouldn't have been able to, like the Oak and Thieves pick. Yeah. And
then we had Knob Creek 15 year, a bullet single barrel that we only had a few ounces left of.
We had an OHLQ Russell's Reserve.
Yeah.
On Elijah Craig Woodford Barrel Double Proof. Oak, Eagle Rare
Rock Hill pick. Farms. Yeah.
Rock Hill Farms.
Exactly.
Never gets old, right?
So, and actually, a couple pours that I do want to call out just from a really unique flavor perspective that I'm so mad couldn't be on my top three. And this one wouldn't be in a top three. It was unique and it was tasty and it's inexpensive comparatively. That Widow Jane Oak and Apple, delicious. I'm buying another bottle of it soon.
That High West Double Rye. The
High West Double Rye Grape. Brandy or cognac,
Big League whatever. Chew, man.
Yeah, delicious. I went through two bottles of that. It was delicious. I was so mad I couldn't put that on there. Yeah, just the shark repellent. So the MGP, you know, almost 10-year rye. Mm. Delicious pour.
Yep. We had some good stuff.
Yeah, Rybowski, Midnight Cask Barrel Proof, which is a pour you and I both love and we'll pick up every time we see it. You know, Rock Hill Farms, Won't You Come, Wash Away the Pain.
Yep.
Larceny Barrel Proof, BRT 12, as we dubbed it, mixing one and two together. Just some, it was a great year bourbon wise, I have to say. Aside from your leg.
Aside from my leg.
Yeah.
It's been a good year. And it's been a good year because, you know, one of the things that we have is the goodness of God in our lives. Yeah. I look back on the difficult things in my life and I can see the presence of Jesus with me throughout all of those experiences. I can see God's goodness working despite what happened to me. You get that goodness in a relationship with Jesus. And so this podcast, yes, we love to talk about whiskey. We love to talk about tasty notes and flavor profiles and, you know, rare bourbons and, you know, budget bourbons and value bourbons. But man, my heart is more for Jesus. And I want you guys to taste some good whiskey, but I also want you to taste and see that the Lord is good. And so I want you to know Jesus like I got to know him. I want him to be the savior of your life. And so if you don't know what it means to have Jesus as your savior, if you have questions about faith, any question, I don't care what it is, come talk to me. You can reach out to me. You can reach out to Rob. We'll walk you through that. So Rob, if they want to reach out to us, how can they do that?
You can reach out to us at jbbibleandbourbon.com/social. That's going to have emails directly to JB and I. It's also going to have how you can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all of the social medias. You can come alongside of us on our Patreon community and support us there. At the Apostle and Discipleship levels of support, you get monthly time with JB and I. At the Apostle tier, you get to come on an episode. At both Apostle and Disciple tier, you get swag once a year. So we're really excited about that. That should be hopefully coming out very soon once this posts. jbbibleandbourbon.com/socials is going to have how you can connect with us and subscribe to all of our podcatchers. We're everywhere, in case you were wondering. So that's if you're listening to us in a car and you just can't, you can't be distracted by glorious HD video. Mm-hmm. But if you do want to be distracted by glorious HD video, YouTube and Rumble will have how you can do that. You can subscribe to us. Again, like, comment, subscribe, share us with your friends, share us with family and friends and your local whiskey group. We want to be able to come alongside you and have some fantastic pours. And like JB said, talk about Jesus and share honestly the things that go on in our lives and the way that Jesus impacts that and the way that he changes us. So jbbibleandbourbon.com/social.
Thank you everybody for listening in 2023. Thank you to those who have been with us the whole time. Yeah. Thank you to those who have recently found us. We're looking forward to spending more time with you in 2024. We're looking forward to bringing you more content about Jesus and about whiskey. So until the next time, may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
See y'all next time.